Could you maybe point out some things that you think we could do? You know, just like with the NFL controversy, some people have taken a stand against it. Things seem to be changing. Could you maybe point out some ways that you think we could either speak up or stand up against the secularist, Hollywood, who's abusing and objectifying women and children, and things that we could do to take a stand for the right direction?
Well, Isaac, absolutely. And you used two phrases there, for and against. I would encourage all of those who are listening to Stand in the Gap today to be more driven by standing for something than even against something. Now, we have to oppose evil. The Bible tells us that. So we speak out about homosexuality. We must speak out about fornication of all types. We must speak out against adultery of all types. We must speak out against things of idolatry, trusting in government rather than God, as an example. We have to speak out against those things which are evil. But, you know, one of the most effective ways of doing it, in the case of, for instance, human sexuality, marriage, and we'll be talking about pedophilia today and adultery and sexual assault and it's a couple of these bad news sections. You know, really the best way to demonstrate is to actually, for those who do know who God is and who have trusted in Jesus Christ as their Savior, if they call themselves a Christian, to live like it, live like a Christian should live. Let their marriages demonstrate fidelity and faithfulness. Let them demonstrate in their lives, their words, their actions, in our life. Let us, if we were to do that, because we understand that understanding a biblical worldview is really to give glory to God, to recognize that He is God, creator, that He is over all, He made all. And when we give glory to Him and say we worship you, God, not ourselves, you know, Isaac, I believe that's probably the most effective way for a seeking world to say, wait a minute, what's different about you? How can you live that way? That's what the Bible says. That's the most effective way. Just believe and live like we say we believe, as the Bible says.